time with your loved ones, your family. Yeah. A good time off of work, some of us, and a good time to rest, to refresh. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, you can go to the book of John, and you're going to be on chapter 1 and then chapter 8. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much. We want to ask for your presence to be here this morning, Father, as we have service unto you, as you give service unto us, Lord. We want to ask that your perfect word will be preached in power and demonstration, Father, of your word, of your glory, your power. And I pray that you would enlighten us, Father, with your precious eternal truths of life. I pray that you would quicken these words to us, that you would help us, Father, to enter into worship, into praise, into prayer, Father, for each other, for our loved ones. And I pray that you will make this time memorable for us and that you will equip us, Father, for the days to come in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So in the book of John, be there with me. We'll read some scriptures. Let me know if you have your brothers up there. We're going to be teaching on the light of life. And I might need some help with the brothers here. I don't know why my video is showing here for some reason. But we won't let that stop us. We'll go carry right through. On book John 8:12, we'll be reading on the light of life, and also on book John 1. The title of this teaching will be the light of life. So we'll be touching on the word light and teaching about what the Bible says, what the messenger says, and the light of this day. Amen. So praise the Lord. So in John 1:4, it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of man." Such a memorable word when I read the light of man. And I'm thankful that there's a light of man. And in John 8:12, it says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And when I read that, to me, it meant that it was not just a natural light, of course, not just something that was physical, but it came with a life. It came with a source. It came with the power. And one of the things that's interesting about light is that you need a source, usually fire. You need something that emits the light, and then you need something that reflects it, like the moon or something that stops it. And then those wavelengths then come back and then are seen in the eye of the beholder. So take those three things. It takes a source. It takes something emitting the light. The moon has no light of itself. It needs something to give it that light. And then we don't see the light of the moon until there's got to be the moon to reflect it. And then there's got to be the eye to see it, the natural eye. And for the things that we're going to read about, there's a lot of types in there. And then you need the spiritual eyes to receive the things of the kingdom, the things that are promised, that Jesus promised as a light, and then also in the light of the messengers. We'll see that in John, we'll see that in Paul, and we'll see that in William Marion Branham for this age, and how he spoke about them being a light reflecting to us, reflecting the true light. So Matthew 4:15-17, it says, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea," isn't that a beautiful saying? "By the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region in the shadow of death, light is sprung up." What a beautiful thing when you know what darkness has been, and then for you to be able to see light. "From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Amen. So there's generally two words for light in the Old Testament. It was used in Hebrew, and that's the word luminary, and it's or. It's also kind of a reflecting of elementary. It's also reflecting of order. You know, the earth was without form and void, and then darkness was upon the deep. And God's Spirit was upon the face of the waters. And then he said, let there be light. So there's a content there that light is more than just, you know, you being able to see. It brings about an order. It brings about a reflection. It brings about, it actually comes with a lot. And in the New Testament, in the Greek, they use the word phos. So that's like fire, right? That's light to shine or to make manifest, to reflect, really. So the manifestation of God's self-existent life, divine illumination to reveal and impart life through Christ. Man, we read a lot about how light and salvation are associated with each other. It says, turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Isn't that beautiful? Just the look of the Father. And we'll read about how his face, of course, we've seen it before. It's been radiant. There's fire that comes out of his face. That there's is like lighting. And it says, turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. 27. Psalm 27, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So don't take for granted that light of your salvation that came by your way, that has taken you out of darkness. You sat in darkness in the regions of the shadow of death. Light sprung up, Jesus. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. I have no strength without his life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Man. And then in Acts 13, 47, it's a very powerful scripture here. This is a Paul. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee, so that's Paul, to be light of the Gentiles. Amen? So we'll see a type there, right? I mean, John said, I'm not that light, but we'll see how the Bible says that. Jesus actually testified to him. He says, that was the light to you. Right. Like reflecting the light, his light. To be the light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation. Wow, Paul, right? That thou shouldest reflect the salvation unto the ends of the earth. With that two-thirds of the New Testament, right? Words of life. So the light of thy countenance, I just think it's beautiful. You know, we have a face, but we also have a countenance, right? So the face is like the natural thing you see, but the countenance is the spiritual thing you see. Sometimes you can see somebody and you say, hey, I can just see a shadow over you. And that is, grows with discernment. But you see it naturally. You can sometimes even see it naturally because it's so deep, it's so dark, right? But in general, right, you got the face. And now we're going to talk about countenance. And with countenance comes with, it's that spiritual reflection that you can see. Of course, we know that God is, countenance is light, but we can also see it in when we are walking in the light. So it says in Numbers 6, 24, 26, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. So he's going to lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. So see, there's a lot that comes with these lights, with the light of salvation, with the light of his countenance. Psalm 4:6, there may be that say, who will show or reflect us any good? Lord, lift thou the light of thy countenance upon us. I never realized that, you know, I've seen where it says, you know, may your face, cause your face to shine upon us. But I never read it where it says, like, lift thou. In other words, you reflect, turn on that light of your countenance. Like, lift it up, show it, manifest it. Because this is actually a question. I didn't realize that when I was studying it. It says, there may be that say, it's beautiful when the scriptures open up, but I've never noticed this. Who will show us any good? What a challenge if you really think about it. And then here comes the answer. Lord, you lift thou up the light of thy countenance. His countenance has light upon us, not just for anything. And it says, right, if that happens, then we shall be saved. Psalm 44:3, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance again, because thou hast favor unto them. Psalm 89, it says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk Oh, Lord, in the light of that countenance. That light we were talking about. The people that know the joyful sound. Mine. I pray this will be a good worship service right after some of these scriptures are opening up to us. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins now, in the light of thy countenance. Isn't that beautiful? He could help us. He could expose our own very secret and our sins. And, you know, the word knows the thoughts and the intentions of the heart, the deep things. Right. Proverbs 16:15, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. See, in Matthew 17:2, this is about Jesus, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. And his raiment was white as the light. Other places we'll find out was raiment was white as snow and so forth. So light is all throughout the scripture, all throughout our message. And it's a type, right? But we also see this, not types, like spiritual things going on that actually are direct sayings about the spiritual realm. Matthew 28:3, it says, his countenance was like lightning. And his raiment was white as snow. You know, I like in Spanish, they have a separate word for shining and then for like almost like a splendor or like a spiritual reflection. And I just like how it gives it a little bit. You know, it's like gold. You know how they say there's things that are shinier than gold. But, you know, it's just doesn't have that glow. It doesn't have that resplendor that they say. And the light of the eye. Okay, now, so buckle your seatbelt on this one because this is going to have a little bit of this is where the teaching comes in. So I remember reading this on my own and just being, you can say troubled, or you can say it, I guess, convicted. Okay? Because, you know, it's the light of the eye. Now, this is talking about us now, okay? So consider and hear me, O Lord, it says, my Lord, lighten my eyes. Lest I sleep the sleep of death. So we'll see one of the things there, and it's actually a parallel in some of the Gospels we'll get to here. So Psalm 38:10, my heart panteth, my strength faileth me, for the light of mine eyes, note that, light of mine eyes, it is also gone from me. Okay? So in Proverbs 15:30, it says, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and the good report maketh bones fat. So look at all the good things that it says about the eye and then some of the dark things that it says about the eye. So in Matthew 6:22 it says, and then the next one's going to be 23. If you really want to go to these scriptures, I do recommend it if you have the time in the Bibles. Just go to Matthew 6:22 and then Matthew 6:23. And it's also in some other parallel Gospels. It says, the light of the body is the eye. So if you have light in your Christian walk, that's the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, sure, firm, thy whole body shall be full of light. Now here comes the kicker. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore, look at this, it seems like an oxymoron. The light that is in thee, that's the fake shine. Be careful now, you might look at somebody in the eyes and you might think that, oh man, that person is full of light. Let the word tell you what kind of light it is. Therefore, the light that is in thee, you might think you might have light, be darkness. My goodness, how can darkness have a light, a fake light? How great is the darkness? That means if you see somebody's eyes, spiritually or in the natural, that's full of light, but it's really a fake light, a darkness? How great is that darkness? I felt reproved, brothers, when I read the scripture. Now I said, Lord, if there's any of that, because it is saying, right? That's the light, right? But it says the light is the real light, the eye, excuse me, then your whole body is light. But if your eye is, it says full of, let's read it, but if I be evil, I guess that just calls it out, right? Thy whole body shall be full of darkness. You can't really fool the scriptures, guys. I can't. You know, I might as well just put it in front of me and say, I'm wrong. In something, right? I don't want to have my eye be full of evil. Run my body. And I don't want the world telling me how great is that darkness. All right. So you got your seatbelt on? That was the scripture of the day. Now we can go on and talk about great things. But I felt reproved when I read that. You know, the light's great. It's wonderful. The light of this message, the light of your day. But it comes with exposure of good and the bad. Help us, Lord. Revelation 3:18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes. There's your cure to the evil eye. Anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Amen. May the Lord, he said it, buy of me gold. You know, go to pay the price to receive this message in fullness, to let that evil eye, you know, be taken away. That we can have the eye be good, the light of the eye, and then the whole body be light, full of light. He said it. And I think this is really what the message came to do in my life. This is Paul speaking with King Agrippa, where he almost says, you almost convinced me to be a Christian, Paul. This is a king too, right? People that know about a thing or two. Acts 26:18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He's testifying of some of the things that he came to do. See that he to turn them from darkness to light, right? And from the power of Satan unto God. So God is light. Let's go through these some quickly. We have very little time. 1 John 1:5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light. Very clear. And in him is no darkness at all. So if we're struggling with some darkness, that's not God's fault. Revelation 22:5. No darkness at all in him. And I love that about a God. I mean, he could have been a God and kind of be a little sneaky in here and there, but I'm just thankful. Revelation 22:5. And there shall be no light there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. Remember a source? And they shall reign forever and ever. 22:5. But remember, you got to get the evil eye out. I keep bringing that up. Psalm 104:2. Who converteth thyself with light, who covereth, himself with light as with a garment. Can you imagine somebody just putting on a garment of light as with a garment of light, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? Now, Revelation 22:16, no question and no doubt about the three people that are being spoken about here. It says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you. There you are. These things. In the churches with the nest. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright, that's light, and morning star. Amen. So let's go to the message here in the pillar of fire 53. But then the Logos was, I love this. I just see a love in here. So, you know, look at the picture. But then the Logos was sent out of him, become like a little halo of light. Let's see it playing yonder. Like a child before the doorstep of the Father. I remember one time Jeremiah was playing in the doorstep, like the most innocent. He's like about 4 and just playing in the doorstep. And this scripture just was, I was just reminded of it, just like a little child playing in the doorstep of the Father. And now I can see him. Now he entered into the vision. This is this, as he moves over there and he draws into his memory or his mind a picture of what the world should be. Now, there's not a star or nothing. I hear him say, let there be light. That's powerful, brothers. And an atom broke yonder. There's much in there. And Jehovah Jireh 64 said, don't be scared. There's a light. There's a man that can turn on the light. The little girl that went down 1 mile deep or whatever it was in the cavern. And the little brother said, there's a man that can turn on the light. The Holy Spirit, he is the Word. he can turn on the lights. And in Hebrew, I'll skip through some of these so we can get to some of the other items I want to go over here. So look at this. And his, by his grace, so none will have any excuse now. Oh, they could forget the illiterate messengers. And remember, it's not the messenger, it's the message. He's come down again with us in a form of a pillar of light. And he moves with the same miracles and signs, nothing out, meaning out of the Bible, staying right with the Bible. Holding it under subjection, bringing out his glory, that's manifestation, reflection, showing his power. Blessed be his holy name. Who being in the brightness of his glory, in Hebrews 1:3, and the express image of his person. Now that's a reflection. And upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, praise the Lord, remember? That's the cure for the evil eye. Set down on the right hand of the majesty on high. In Habakkuk, skip down to the last verse. And his brightness was as the light. And his horn, look at this. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Much to be said about the Bible. 2 Thessalonians 2:8, much of the Bible says about light. Skip down to the last portion of the verse, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Right? Talk about the wicked up there in the first line. So God's light promise. He promised light to him, to his sons, in the pillar of fire in Nehemiah to give them light in the way. I'm going to summarize some of these because it's time to wrap it up. And Mordecai left the presence of the king. He was wearing blue and he was wearing white. And in 16 it says, the Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. Psalms, for with thee is the fountain of life. Imagine a fountain is sprouting out life. In thy light we shall see light. No, we can't see the light apart of him. That evil eye that's great at darkness, it can't see light without him, you know, his face. Him lifting up the light of his countenance, showing you, then you shall be saved. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. So this is when we are walking in the light, as thy judgment, as the noonday, when it says when the day is perfect, right? The middle of the day. Oh, send thy light and thy truth, both of those things. And let them, meaning the light and the truth, lead me and bring me unto a holy hill and to thy tabernacles. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light of the sun. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Now thou deliver my feet from failing, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. That's communion, brother. That's a sweet communion where we have one with another. This is a special scripture for me. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So it's giving you life for the here and now and for where you are to be in the future. Right. Amen? Walk in the light. Walk with. There's much scriptures here about how walking in the light, but I don't want to skip to in the next 5 minutes to some of the message quotes that I have here. Okay, well, he reveals the deep and secret things and knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. This is Daniel. I mean, this is talking about Daniel and how he was able to So light here being how you are able to have the excellent spirit and knowledge of understanding, interpreting dreams and showing off hard sentences and dissolving the doubt. And here is typifying in the contents of how he was a light, it says, to that he had the interpretation and he was like able to bring light of the matters. All right. So I want to get to some of the message quotes that I have, so I'll skip down here. We're going on overtime here, light manifested. I want to go to the message quotes, brothers. So this is what I want to get to. Talk about the messenger. Okay, so light of God's messenger. We talk about John being a light. Paul, he says, he said he commanded, like a commandment deed, to be a light to the Gentiles, a salvation to them. So look at this. John the Baptist, to give light to them that sit in darkness. Remember we read about that, that people are set in darkness too, and in the shadow of death to guide. But this is Luke 1 now. We're talking about John, to our feet in the way of peace, and the child grew and waxed strong. This is speaking about John, in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing, manifestation, reflection unto Israel, right? So here's about John as well, one, on John 1, John the Baptist, though, but this is in the Gospel of John 1, 6 through 9. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him, Jesus, might believe, or through him. And it says, he was not that light, specifically that light, but was sent to bear witness, to reflect that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And in here about Paul, again, I will read it again in the context of he was that light to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the end of the earth. So with that, I want to talk about the light of this day. And it says, and it shall come that there should be light at the evening time. We know that, right? So this is the light of our day. A super sign. It shall be light about the evening time. The super sign will show itself across the evening light. Remember, the same sun that giveth light in the evening is the same sun that giveth light in the morning. It's not a different kind of light. It's the same light. Don't you see it? And when Brother Branham talks about the different colors of the rainbow and all that, and when he gets to the last one, he says, hallelujah, don't you see it? And there's just much there, brother, where he says that it was the same light. He was just saying the same light and how the colors blended right next to each other, and that violet one being the shortest wavelength. But it says it's a spiritual thing. It represents a spiritual understanding. He says if you're spiritual, you'll catch it. There's a man that can turn on the light, and shalom, the light vindicated again. Let me get to the, only got just a minute here to wrap it up. No life outside can come outside of light. Remember in him, and he was the light of light. The light of life, the title of this message. Jesus, the light of life. Amen. There's much more richness here, but thanks. We had to, you got the Urim and Thummim, right? Where that light, supernatural, will come and reflect. And now we know, we got the word today. Let's just finish off with this one. Revelations chapter 4, part 2. Now, if you notice seven rainbows, seven color rainbow. That meant seven bows, seven churches reflecting seven lights. Each light wrapped into the other one. It started off with red. Red, after red came orange, which is a reflection of red. After orange was, after come yellow, which is red and orange mixed together, makes yellow, then green. Green and then blue makes black. Then come indigo, and then from indigo come violet, which is a part of blue. And then he says, hallelujah. Don't you see it? God in his seven color rainbow, his covenant that he made, a covenant that, remember, a rainbow is a covenant, that through seven church ages, the seven colors, he would save the earth. Amen. Amen. Much more to go, but we're out of time. God bless you, brothers.